The following is a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. Hollywood, redefined. From Los Angeles, California, streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live, The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood, redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, The Beat.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy DJ Jesse James here in studio for a very special episode for Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. I'm joined with, my baby mama, Miss Queen.
Hey, I'm in the building. You already know.
And we are super blessed to have one of, like, the most iconic sounds of the 2000s, wow. Honestly, yeah. I have to say.
Thank you.
The one and only Miss Tweet.
Yes. I love her.
Hey. I love you too. Hey, you guys. Hi.
I have a list of so many things that I want to ask you, but I just have to get it out right now. Uh-huh. But, you know, I want to say iconic sound of the 2000s because it was. There was this sound that came out with you came out with Missy and uh-huh. It was this melodic neo-soul, right. But it included a little bit of hip-hop, a little mm-hmm. bit of pop. Mm-hmm. Where did that
it's
sound
timeless.
Go?
It's timeless
because it can be. As a DJ, I'll drop some ish from back in the day, and it'll be
right.
Like,
oh
right,
shit,
right.
Like, well, let me put y'all on.
Right, right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where did you see that sound kind of go? Because I mean it's very rare to find that neo soul nowadays.
I don't call it neo soul, right?
I don't really put it in a box. It's just music, soul music for me. Well, music. Mm-hmm. The sound, I have no idea, but it's still there. You know, it just hasn't had the spotlight on it right now because it's so much of the one track mind. I want the 808, I want to dance, I want to do all that for the moment, quick moment. We're losing the whole let's do a body of work of timeless good music instead of that one single and then fly by night we don't hear from them again. You know, that's where the where it's gone. So the good artists and they're getting the back seat right now, but we're trying to change that.
That's true.
Yeah.
And you're coming back hard with an album that is kind of bearing your soul a little more than you've showed us.
Yeah.
Why did we want to go in this direction? I mean, because it's been a while since we've heard you put the EP out, mm-hmm. Simply Tweet.
Uh-huh. I like the fact that she named it Charlene, her name.
Yeah.
This is who you are.
This is who I am. In the hiatus, leaving in 2005 to mm-hmm. take a step back, I had to get myself right spiritually because I was dying inside. Mm. I was smoking 3 packs of cigarettes a day.
Girl.
I was drinking. You know, it just wasn't a successful period in my life, and everything was hitting the fan. Boyfriend had a baby on me. It was just everything. So I had to get myself together spiritually and really find out if God created me to really do this thing here. So that's what I did. And I had to just sit back and I'm here now. You know, I got the right position. It's the right time. God's timing is the best time. And that's where I'm at right now.
Can we dive into some of those feelings in that in-between time? I know as an entertainer in mm-hmm. this world, it's hard. It gets really stressful and you get emotional and right. it can get draining on you. Being a creative, mm-hmm. how did you get past some of those nights where it was like, oh, I don't know if I should be doing this
right.
no more?
Right.
Or even, in some of the things, you know, for me as a comedian, it's hard for me to figure out what some of the subject matter I'm
right.
going to talk about
right.
because it goes against my faith,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Was any of that stuff going on for you?
Yeah, it was at first. But in what I talk about stuff that happens to me, period. It's pages out of my diary. So I'm really not concerned in what I speak about. I just make sure I know that this platform I've been given, I need to make sure I use it right and positively. You know, I don't want to sing about the oops stuff mm-hmm. anymore because I think it's a bigger picture. It's mm-hmm. more people to touch. You know what I mean? It's bigger for me now. So it really wasn't an issue for me, you know.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, it's all right.
So you wrote mm-hmm. obviously, because yeah, yeah. you're the queen of the pen.
Oh, thank you.
So thank you. You wrote your song. You yeah. wrote good.
Yeah, every album, oh, you know, wait. With the exception of a Missy, you know, write her record. Or I don't think anyone else has written anything, but
awesome.
Yeah,
I
push my daughter and everybody who wants to be an artist to make sure you be that writer and be that creator, because other than that, you're just a puppet on a string, you know, just singing somebody else's emotions and feelings. And, I think people can relate to when you can really put your own stuff out there and be relatable.
Do you have any songs? Do your daughter have any songs with you? Because this is she sing background for Todd Trippett, right?
Yeah, she does. Yes. Yeah, she's writing now. She actually has a show on Friday, so she's trying to get into it as well. You know, I didn't want her to at first.
Why?
Because the business is crazy.
Yeah.
It's even crazier now than it was then.
Girl.
You know? Like, and I'm like, no, baby, this ain't it. You know, let's go to college. Let's do that. Let's, you know, and then it's just in her, you know. So I can't deny
she sounds
that.
Sounds just like her mother.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's actually doper than me.
Duets coming up?
Really?
We're gonna do a little something together?
Yeah, we did a duet on my second album, It's Me Again. And now, you know, we're doing more inspirational stuff for her because that's her lane. Mm. So that's what we have a couple.
Yeah, speaking of inspirational, I was watching an interview you did where you said that you feel like you owe mm-hmm. some people a gospel album?
Yeah, my aunt Juanita, she on her deathbed, she asked me, please promise me you'll do a gospel album. And I promised her that. And just so my life, that's just the direction I know I'm going to end mm-hmm. up. You know what I mean? I know I have a calling and I just got to step into it, you know.
I
mean, not that what I'm doing now is not my calling, you know, but I know I got some work to do. Mm. Yeah.
But I love the journey of it.
Yeah, I do too.
You have a savory
really?
Career.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
Like
I mean,
that
but
word.
Just, I mean, look, you know, look from where it started to where it's blossomed and to where you are. And to be able to have that artistic control over your career.
Yes, yes. Amazing, because a lot of artists don't have that. Mm. And I decided from that second album, when it didn't go my way, I compromised.
What about it didn't go your way?
I turned in a whole album full of Southern Hummingbird tweet, mm-hmm. right? And with the merge between Atlantic and Elektra at the time, they made me take off like 6 of my records and let's get some more hip hop, more beat.
Like the We Don't Need No Water.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I love
the record, but it wasn't, you know, the tweet that I turned in.
Yep.
And once I compromised, they did like this and it was no release date. I mean, it was nothing. It was no video. Let's go take the video to such and such. Or it was none of that.
And what was that experience like for you? I mean, looking back at it today, to see the difference between, you know, how things were handled with the first album and the second album and kind of what you wanted management-wise as far as who the artist's tweet is.
Did you take back control of your
career
and your sound on
this
third album?
I had to. This third album is all me. Mm. It's all me. That's why I titled it Charlene, because I went back to the basics. Okay, this music right now is one track mind.
Yes, it is.
Everybody wants to sound the same. Everybody wants looks the same. The message is still the same. Everybody wants to talk about drinking and stripper
turning
poles and
come
on. That's not life. Is not about all of that. So I went back. I said, you know what? I'm a consumer. I don't even buy music. So I need to go back to the basic. If I'm going to make a mark, you know. Let me go back to when I first fell in love with music. That was when I was Charlene. Before the nickname Tweet, you know, it's when I was in church. I was singing church quartet music. It was Aretha Franklin, you know, Whitney Houston. Those were my influences, you know, inspiration people, you know. So I went back. So that's what Charlene is. I went back to the basics. Let's go back to the love of it, because that's what's missing in music now.
And I think this is a perfect time for her. As we can tell, Adele came out.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Adele, like in what, a week or a day,
she
took over everything.
Shut it down.
We're yearning for your sound.
Oh, wow.
We're
wow.
yearning for, we need this.
Oh, wow.
So I think this is the perfect time for you to make your entrance back in this industry. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that this is going to take you to a whole nother level in this career. It has to.
I believe that too, because, it's just the right time, and God is orchestrating and putting everybody in place. It's just so free flowing. It's just so perfect. Anybody that's not supposed to be in the mix are gone.
Yep.
You know, so it's like it's perfect.
Yeah. And I saw that you had said something along the lines of, you know, I let God. I stepped into God, and I'm letting Him take control.
He takes the
and
lead.
I have to say, with the first single off of this album, I was like, "All right, well let's see what let's see what tweets are.
I want to see
what Charlene's bringing to the table." So I hit play, and before I give my critique, I want to just take a little look and listen at the video.
Okay.
It's "Tweet Won't Hurt."
Your body's smooth as sandpaper, the way you try to run your game. No, it ain't gonna work, 'cause we don't feel the same. Tell me why you're sensing.
Yes.
I fancy you, really, I don't. I just laugh and say to myself, he's thinking he's stringing me along. I hope you know that I'm no fool, and you can move how you wanna move. The truth is, I don't care. I need to make it clear. Do whatever it is you gotta do. It won't hurt me. It won't hurt me.
Boom. All right, y'all. That's "Tweet Won't Hurt Me." Make sure you guys check it out on her Vivo.
Do whatever you gotta do.
Right. It ain't gonna hurt me.
Yes.
Right.
So good.
Where were you writing that song? Or for the inspiration?
For the inspiration, I actually had a friend that we were friends. To me, we were friends. But to him, he wanted more. And when he couldn't get that, he would, you know, floss and try to make me jealous. Oh, and
vindictive.
It was like, you can have a girlfriend, I wouldn't care. You can have a baby, I don't care.
Uh-huh.
You know, so do whatever you think you want to do to try to hurt me. It ain't going to hurt me. I don't care.
What I was going to say before we started playing the song was, so I was like, all right, let's see what Charlene's going to bring.
Right.
I pressed play, and like Queen said during the song, it was like, you brought the sound back.
Wow,
you brought me back.
Really?
Like, you brought me to that moment where I have this like really in-depth moment where I was also smoking a damn pack of damn cigarettes
okay.
a day. Two smoking cigarettes.
Right.
Like crying in my bedroom like... Looking like Beyonce,
right.
Why don't you love me?
Right.
And you brought me back to that time.
Wow.
And in 2015, I was driving with someone the other day, and with no music, and I as a DJ, I said to him, I was like, it's crazy.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I find myself driving a lot and not playing anything. Like, I can't.
Exactly.
Because it, you need music like this for the moments of the story of your life.
Yes.
You know, it's like everything is like a musical, a play in life. And you wake up in the morning, it's like you put on Pandora, and what do you hear? It's
the same thing.
And you don't know what they're saying.
You don't know what the hell they're saying.
It's the same track, the same beat.
This will be in rotation.
You put R&B, you put a soul on Pandora. I'm like, who is in charge of
Right, exactly.
You
want
to know what my Pandora is? I swear to God. I don't know. It's probably on Tweet.
Really?
This is before you even knowing you was even coming.
Uh-huh.
My Pandora.
I see it. I saw it.
Did you see that? I saw it. Yes.
That's crazy.
And there you go.
It's a sound. It's a sound. It's a chillness, a nostalgic just...
It's some shit you could smoke a blunt to. It's something you could drive your car to. It's something you could just chill in your house to.
Oh, wow.
It's something you can cry to. Your sound is needed.
Wow.
Please, people, we have to support Tweet.
Please.
Just go around because we...
Please.
Music needs our...
Oh,
music
wow.
needs you.
Thank
and this
you.
Is not because I know you and I love you.
Right.
But this is real talk. Like, music is dying.
Yeah,
it
is.
And we need your sound.
Oh, thank
and I'm
you.
Very happy that you're coming back.
I'm happy to be back. I was a little nervous at first because, you know, out of sight, out of mind. You think people are like, oh, girl, if she ain't got another oops, then we don't want to hear it.
No.
But I know my core supporters didn't really feel oops like that. They loved the rest of the record, like Always Will and Smoking Cigarettes and My Place and Drunk and Beautiful. Like,
they understand.
They love that.
Taxi.
You know, Taxi. So I just come to realize that people really want real music.
Ella, and you're in a place where it's like, for those who aren't here for it, that's cool, but...
I don't care. Right. Do whatever you want to do.
I'm making music for myself, for the Lord,
exactly.
and for the people who
exactly.
want to follow in
exactly.
this.
Exactly. It's a platform. I got to make sure I do it right.
And now, Is this true? Missy's working on the album with you?
Yeah, she we have a song together on the album, so I couldn't do another one without her. You know, yeah, it's time. People want that too.
Yeah,
they want
for sure
the whole Tim Missy tweet combination.
Yeah,
yeah, we had to do it.
And now going into 2016, you know, how are you approaching the scene? Is it that we're going to get the album and get a visual for everything, or are you going to kind of take a step and, you know, cater to each track?
Well, with the times now with Instagram, social media, we have to have visuals, you know, so it's going to be straight visuals. I'm trying to be on tour like Frankie Beverly and Maze. That's all year round for years.
Yep.
So that's what I'm trying to do. So we're taking that approach this time. No holds barred. You know, we're going full fledged. We're grinding. I think a lot of artists these days don't know about the foot. You got to do the footwork.
They don't.
It ain't just about sitting on Instagram and hi. You got to get in there and grind, and that's what I'm from the old school, and that's what we I'm used to.
Mm.
Yeah.
Who are some artists now that you look at and you know you have a large respect for as far as seeing, because it is different now, and to see some of these artists come up. It's almost like I can't even be mad at half of them because they wouldn't know any better. But then you look at certain people and you see that, you know, how they're doing it by themselves, marketing-wise, independently.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there anyone that stands out in your eyes?
I would think Eric Robeson, Lettucey, PJ really Morton, who else? It's a lot of artists that are still grinding. They're still doing it. You know, it's because it's for the love of it.
Yep.
It's not because I want to be on such and such or do this. It's because we love what we do. We love this thing called music, and that's what we do it for. You know, even if it's two people from down on the corner at the club around the spot, you know, around the block, that's what we're going to do.
Mm.
It's about that.
I love her.
Dad, I love you too. We got to get back to that, though. It's got to get back to the love of the music. The soul of it is missing. We letting it ride too long.
Yep.
You know, it's all right to have that genre if you want to do trap and want to do that. But we also got to get back to the soul music.
Yep.
We got to get back to that. Like
Tank said the same thing. Remember when Tank was here, he said those same exact words. He was like, we have to get back
to the
soul of music. It's gone. It's dead. It's missing.
It is.
And it's like everyone feels like they need to follow after the other person and keep copying off of their sound, their beat, their rhythm. But people like you, it's underappreciated. God damn it. Y'all better listen. I'm not playing. No. This has to go to the next level. Yeah. I'm going to do my part.
Thank you. I appreciate
gonna
that.
Do but that's the important part, is that, and that's what we do here at Black Hollywood, is we want the positivity.
We don't want to
talk about the gossip. We want to talk about the music and why we're here. Because I feel like, you know, you go on a music blog or you go, we care more about what the Beyoncés are doing versus what the
sound is.
I don't care about what you purchased at 7-Eleven.
Exactly. Get back to the music.
You know?
I honestly think Adele showed how thirsty and hungry we
people are. I am as a consumer. I am. And I was like, come on now. I want to buy some music. I want to wake up, like you said, if I'm having a bad day and put on something and it just takes me away somewhere, you know? Can't do that when I'm in the trap all day. You know, talking about she dances like a stripper. I don't want to hear that all day.
Yep.
Is there any particular songs on the album that touched you that you felt you had to get this out of your spirit?
Like, oh, wow. Yes, this one in particular called I Was Created. And when I first heard it, a young lady wrote it. We co-wrote it. But when I first heard the first verse that she wrote, it was my testimony, because it basically says, so many times I tried to run away, but I heard this voice inside that says that I was created to do this.
Wow.
So it's just like, that was my testimony. And every time I perform it, it's like I'm about to go in. I'm about to bring somebody to Christ on that one. Like, that's the one right there. You know, so I had to get that out. So hopefully it'll be, you know, that for everybody else.
I think it will.
You were like, oh my God, I'm so excited for kids to be blessed with your sound, because it's just, no, it gets upsetting. I worked at the Boys and Girls Club for a while. It gets upsetting to see a lot of kids not have the proper role models in this world. And to hear everything that you're preaching right now, or, I mean, I'm saying it's preaching because it's not spoken about.
Right, right.
But I mean, it's really just normal conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
These are normal thoughts, normal morals. Mm-hmm. These are things that the world is thirsty for.
Right.
Why is that important to you? And what is on the album do you really want to get across to the younger generation?
First of all, that people can still do a body of work. We get singles all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I want young people to know that you can focus on a whole album. You don't have to just focus on that one hot song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that you can have a message in the music. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I have inspiration. I have love songs. I have stuff like that. But you can be diverse and you can focus on the music, you know? Not just, I want to do this dance and dance all day, you know, but
As we say, the shimmy.
do you feel pressured to drop singles? Like, if you, being that that is the thing that everyone does, do you feel that right now with Charlene, do you feel like you probably have to drop three or four before you give them the body of work?
Not really.
Good.
I think we're going to do enough, you know, with visuals to be able, people are they want the album today.
That's
so
true.
It's not like I have to drop two
or
three.
I will surely purchase it right now.
So I'm really not, I'm just concerned about putting the visuals out there and just preparing people and letting them know that the album is coming, you know, January 22nd.
Hello?
The day after her birthday.
The day after my birthday. Exactly.
Why did you specifically pick that day?
Because it was the day after my birthday and it's titled Charlene. So it's just the whole thing.
But so my question, asking that is, did you do that because you didn't want to share on your birthday?
No. I think release dates are Tuesdays. My birthday falls on a Monday, I think. It's something like that.
No, because I heard that you're spiritual, so I didn't know if it was I want to have the day be special.
If it could have been on my birthday, it would have been perfect, you know, but it wasn't no specific. It just happened like that.
So what are you going to do for the launch? For your birthday?
We're doing
going to be in Atlanta? Or are you coming to L.A.?
We're coming to L.A. We're having a big album release party. We're doing one in New York. I think it's one in Chicago, maybe D.C. So, we're going to, and it's live performance. I'm going to perform live.
Yay!
Some of the records.
I know how to do the video camera now.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll be good.
She is a professional now.
I know how to do it before, but I know how to do it now.
Right, right. Yeah. So we're going all out for this one.
And she's great, like performing her background.
Oh, I can imagine.
Amazing.
I can imagine like
the she's
cymbals.
Very,
it's
the live band just coming in.
I love the stage. Yeah. I would rather do that than be in the studio. Mm. I'm not a studio artist. I hate it. I get claustrophobic in the booth, but on the stage, it's
great
just,
performer.
Yeah, I love it.
And still sound the same.
Well, thank you.
People, yes. I love her, guys. You just have to bear with me. I'm sorry.
All right, so, babe, before we wrap up, and you can totally say no, but do you think you could give us a little acapella?
Of what? What do you want?
Whatever off the top is easiest for you or you think would be.
I don't know. You have to tell me.
Girl. Wait, what was the Aretha cover that you did off?
Daydreaming?
Yeah. No, I want her to sing her own song.
Which one? Can you just give me Smoking Cigarettes from My Life?
I could take Smoking Cigarettes.
Okay, why, oh why, gave you 7 years of my life, and it just ain't right. Mm-hmm. What's your perception of love? Now how many times did we say it was over? And how many times did we not leave? There's no sense in this love hangover. Please come back to me. 'Cause I can't forget your ways. I still remember our first kiss.
You better sing. I'm in the background.
I'm nervous and trembling. Smoking cigarettes at night.
Yes.
Yes.
I love her.
Thank you. I love y'all too.
Oh my gosh, you're a blessing. You have thank you. Like just the, I can't even like stop complimenting you.
She's thank you.
She's like really dope though.
Thank
like,
you.
Like you came in, it was like a soft loving rock.
Really?
Yes, that's what I get from
you. A soft loving rock?
Yeah, like she just has this softness about her, but a rock in the sense of I sense like connection. Like she's very grounded.
I love that.
And didn't age a goddamn bit.
I'm trying not to. I'm trying to be 12 tomorrow. Okay.
You're giving them a run for their money.
Like what the Bible say, I was preserved for such a time as this. He was preserving me in my hiatus. Hey. He sat me down and said, I got something to do, but you got to wait right here. So preserve me. Yeah. I'm ready now. Lord, I'm ready.
Yes.
I'm ready.
Wait, but still preserved.
Right. I'm ready to do what he wants me to do. Yeah.
Well, Tweet, thank you so much for stopping by.
No, thanks for having me.
And so, Charlene, January 22nd.
Second, yes.
And now, for all of us who want to keep in contact and we want to see where you're going to be performing, where can we stay in contact with
Instagram you? Is tweet_. Twitter is MS_hummingbird and the website is iamtweet.net, I think it is. Something like that. Yeah.
iamtweet.net?
Yeah.
All right, M Queen.
You already know. At Queen Wink at for for Instagram and Snapchat and at Queen Live for Twitter.
Boom. You guys can hit me up everywhere at DJ Jesse J. Also, make sure you guys hit us up at The Beat TV on Instagram and also BHL Online on Twitter, Instagram, and all other social media platforms. We'll be back live tomorrow. Thank you so much, Tweet, for
stopping
by.
Thanks for having me. It was fun.
Till next time, peace.
Peace.
That
producers,
is so Maria awesome. Menounos,
Dariel Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.